Welcome to your five for the day. For a recent children's outing, we planned a visit to Noah's Ark Zoo Farm, where all kinds of animals can be seen and some can be handled. There are play areas for the children and a model of how the ark itself might have been constructed. For those who know even a little about the story of Noah from the Book of Genesis in the Bible and the great flood which covered the whole earth, you will appreciate the irony of the way in which our plans unfolded. The weather had been touch and go, and, with the big day approaching, the forecast of sunshine and clouds turned to the possibility of rain. The possibility of rain turned to the greater likelihood of rain, and, as the final straw, the Met Office issued a severe weather warning for heavy rain, which put pay to our Noah's Ark idea. Amusingly, in order to stay as dry as possible under the circumstances, we were forced to cancel Noah's Ark in favour of a boat trip. Although our boat did its job, it occurred to me that the boat we travelled on was rather different to the one which Noah built. Despite what many picture books, jigsaws, and children's toys might lead us to believe, fun though they are, the ark which Noah built was rather different to the way in which it is often depicted. Many of these present it rather like a house, situated on an upper deck, with lots of smiling animals, and occasionally the drafts extend their necks through the hole in the roof. Though we can't be precise as to what it looked like, the pattern which God gave to Noah is still on record. Among other things, we are told its materials, its measure, and its makeup. By that I mean certain of its features. We learn that it was made out of a type of wood which has both weather-resistant properties as well as providing good insulation. It was to be covered with pitch, a waterproof coating on the inside as well as the outside. We weren't on our boat trip for very long before the inside of the windows were covered with condensation. Imagine being on board a boat for roughly a year. In that time, it wouldn't just need protection from the water outside, but something to prevent it decaying from the inside as well. As far as the ark's measurements are concerned, we're given its length, breadth, and height, which, for the sake of comparison, are around half those of the QE2, ample for what it had to carry, and having suitable dimensions to give stability on the waves. It had a window above, which Noah later used to send out birds by which he learned news of the land beyond, and it had a door. Had I shut the door, I expect I would have been anxious as to whether I had closed it properly. Did I fully secure it? We learn that all Noah had to do was to enter, for it was God that shut him in. Everything about the ark made it suitable for its purpose, to save those who entered in from the coming flood. As well as being a wonderful story to tell the children, the account of Noah's ark gives us an excellent illustration of what it means to be saved by the Lord Jesus. Just as the ark was to be fully protected from the inside as well as the outside, the Bible makes it plain that to be in Christ means the same, because he is perfect, never having done anything wrong, and flawless within. The ark was large enough to carry all that entered in. So it is with the Lord Jesus, because we are told, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." No matter how far you think you have travelled from God, no matter your background or how low you might feel, the love of God is sufficient in its breadth, length, depth, and height to encompass all who turn to him. As the ark had a window above from which Noah received news of the land beyond, so God assures to anyone who will trust him a future where all tears are to be wiped away. No more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The door was an essential feature, as it offered a means to enter the ark. To enter the door was to trust in God's provision. For us, to place our faith in the Lord Jesus is to trust God's way of salvation. How wonderful to think that as the safety of Noah and his family depended wholly upon the ark and the door that God had secured, any who have placed trust in the Lord Jesus can rest assured that their safety and eternal security depends entirely upon his provision. God shut him in. So as an ark of wood rose up on the waves between heaven and earth, enduring the pressure of the waters beneath and the storm from above, so the Lord Jesus was lifted up on a cross of wood between heaven and earth. He endured all the cruelty that people could press upon him, and from on high he suffered the judgment of God upon sin. Through death he was delivered, and all who enter in are saved to enjoy new life through him. As you journey on through the storms of life, have you the security of being saved by the Lord Jesus? Have you entered in?